I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
Wait on me, broke a rocking chair. Now I can't get to sleep. Now wait on me, broke a rocking chair.
A lot of anticipation for the release of Nicky Knack this week. It's the latest CD by the duo Toon Yards. They're complemented by various instrumentalists, but the anchor is Meryl Garbus. She's an American singer, but listen to this. You might think it's an old Alan Lomax recording of rural singers in the West Indies. Of course, that's not a bunch of village women. It's all Meryl Garbus, looped several times as she sings over herself. These days, lots of American artists are drawn to global sounds, but Meryl Garbus told me she's been absorbing them for many years.
I guess my interest in African music really got started when I was around 10 years old and my aunt and uncle, you know, spent a year in Kenya doing medical work. And once you're exposed to the wealth of African music, you know, I mean, it seems even stupid to call it all African music because music from Mali and music from, I mean, even the music from the desert of Mali is different from the music from the cities of Mali. You know, I mean, there's just such a vast difference in what we're calling African music.
Sure.
So, you know, it is this very fascinating connection between the Congo and not only the music of, yeah, the Caribbean. In this case, the music I was studying was the music from Haiti, but also, music in New Orleans and music that is traveling north into the U.S. In another life, maybe I'll be an ethnomusicologist, but this is kind of my fascination with so many different types of music and then how you can trace stories of people and time through finding these musical connections between different, you know, supposedly different cultures.
Tell me about going to Haiti. When did you go there? Why did you go there? And what did you do and see that left a mark on you?
I went to Haiti because my drum teacher, Danielle Breville, takes a trip every year both to Port-au-Prince and also to some of the Vodou rituals that happen in Gonaïves, which is kind of up north in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to see with him some of the Vodou rituals, which are extremely powerful and involve drumming for days and days and days and dancing. It's kind of an unusual thing to go to Haiti just for a study of something. And I really felt like we were there studying the culture and celebrating the culture.
Even when those places feature some negative aspects, which led to this tune, Water Fountain, it's about the diminishing supply of clean water in many parts of the world. And musically, it's underpinned by the syncopated rhythms of Haiti, which dominate a lot of Nicky Knack. So you've got the sound of Haiti and Afro-Cuban vibes, and with tunes like Time of Dark, you find touches of Eastern European polyphony. From polyphonies to Haitian beats, Meryl Garbus and Toon Yards are consciously all over the global map.
you're absolutely right. I think it's important for me not to derive my music from one type of music. I traveled to Haiti, but I was very conscious that I didn't want this to be the Haitian Toon Yards album.
Right.
You know, I come from a tradition of absorbing as much music as possible, and particularly surrounding, you know, the voice. I think the voice has been my access point to so much, because you do have this, you know, Eastern European, you know, music from the Republic of Georgia, which has this completely different use of the voice that we're used to here in terms of Western classical music. And same with, you know, pygmies of Central Africa, that, you know, there's this that kind of what I would call a yodel.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very poor imitation of that kind of music, by the way. But this idea that there are different uses of voice than a traditional teacher would have taught me. So that's been a wonderful kind of a pathway into music from around the world.
No, it's just great to hear someone who is aware of how powerful the voice is and letting that interplay with the other artists on stage. I mean, you gave your voice to some covers of Fela Kuti last year, and I wanted to ask you, on some tracks you're Meryl Garbus, on others you're Toon Yards. So what is the difference between the two persona?
Toon Yards has really become a collaboration with Nate Brenner, who plays bass in the band and now has you know, joined me in songwriting more and more. And Meryl Garbus is me. So I think any time that it's just me without Nate's involvement is now just my name. And, you know, it's felt really good. Toon Yards started as a one-woman band, you know, but it really has not been that over the past few years.
Well, Meryl, thanks very much for explaining that. And thanks so much for speaking with us. Great to meet you.
Thank you, Marco.
We'll leave you with a live version of a previously released track from Toon Yards. This is the song Business, and you can hear the Janis Joplin-like energy Meryl Garbus puts out. She is the real deal. We've also got the video for the song at PRI.org.